This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation in the United Kingdom, this is the latest figure for November, is 10.7%. And the chief economist at the Bank of England says that even though energy prices are coming down, energy being critical to inflation as consumers experience it, as you all know, he said prices could stay high for a while because of an almost uniquely British problem. The workforce is shrinking. Unlike the United States and most of Europe, the active labor force in the UK is now smaller than it was in the before times. And the cause seems to be people retiring early. From the small town of Swanage on the south coast of England, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story.
Seated overlooking the beautiful Swanage Bay that's glittering in the winter sun, David Rawsthorne is clearly enjoying his retirement.
Even just sat here on this bench looking out over the sea, I find myself thinking, I don't want to exchange anything for this. I enjoy this. So I enjoy having that freedom of time, that freedom of movement to do things that I want to do.
He lost his job as a marketing manager at the height of the pandemic and then decided at the age of 58 to retire early after four decades of full-time work.
Over the last few years, I think you just get to the point where you start to think, you know, I'm not enjoying this as much as I used to anymore.
Today, he's studying for a master's degree in history, renovating the stone cottage where he lives and soaking up the scenery.
It sounds like much more fun than working full-time.
It is, actually.
Trouble is, hundreds of thousands of his fellow Brits have come to the same conclusion, and that's begun to worry members of the Upper House of Parliament.
My Lords, I beg to move that this bill be now read a second time in your Lordship's House.
The House of Lords Economic Affairs Committee has just published a report on the UK's shortage of labour. The problem, says Committee Chairman Lord Bridges, is that since the pandemic, more than 500,000 Brits of working age have quit the labour market and are not looking to get back in.
A key driver appears to be an increase in the number of people who are aged 50 to 64 years old who are retiring early.
That's a problem, he says, because labour shortages will tend to fuel further inflation and hit the government's depleted coffers.
It reduces revenues available to the government for the public finances that we all want.
His committee couldn't conclusively explain the surge in early retirement. John Boyes of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development thinks it may be due to the enforced idleness of the UK's furlough scheme. Millions of workers were paid not to work for weeks on end during the pandemic, and that may have given them a taste for retirement.
Habits set in, it becomes a bit more difficult to do things, so people really did have time to get a taste of it. I think there's probably something in that theory there.
But other countries had similar furlough schemes, and yet the UK is virtually unique in its large exodus of older workers. Why?
That's a very difficult question to answer, and to be honest, I can't think of any particular reason.
Stephen Millard of the National Institute of Economic and Social Research, he says he's not heard a totally convincing explanation. He accepts that the exodus could be inflationary and pose a threat to the public finances, but he doesn't see it as unambiguously bad.
For the bulk of people who have become economically inactive, they have done it voluntarily. And in that sense, the fact that so many more people are suggests that so many more people are able to, and that's a good thing.
And as the cost of living crisis continues to bite, the problem of the missing workers could just become self-correcting. Back in his seaside home, David Rawsthorne loves his life in retirement, but doubts are creeping in. He planned his departure from the workforce 2 years ago on the basis of inflation at 3 or 4%.
Unfortunately, with inflation running at between 10 and 11%, I may have to rethink my plans.
So you would consider going back to work?
I would consider going back to work. I would. We're not in trouble by any means, but you can just like see on the horizon the dark clouds.
The silver lining for the government and the Bank of England would be if the exodus goes into reverse and the UK labour force stops shrinking. In Swanage, on the south coast of England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.